if you're ever going to be healed in any way, physically, emotionally, or soul, it's going to come through the life force of the green ray. That just is the way it is. You don't synthesize like a plant of a living body. But it's your life source. This is a great, great teacher. Thank you for allowing me that, Ed.
You're most welcome, Commander. Any parenthetical comments, welcome. Hilarion goes on, these are harsh times for everyone on your planet. The physical bombardments and mental unrest are so great that heart disease, dis-ease, cancer, and other stress-related illnesses are taking their toll. This is not to say that the man-made plagues are not of concern. We are talking about souls so confused and disoriented that they cannot function properly with all the bombardments at this time. This is truly a battle for your souls. Many shall be lost and shall have to await another opportunity for expressing. These are some of the hardest lessons you ones must face. Healing begins from within. Ones must desire to balance their personal conditions. This is not as easy as it may seem. Desire for balance is just the first step. Ones must take action to attain that balance. Ones must be willing to confront those things which are causing their interpersonal conflicts. Recognize them for what they are and get rid of them. Stop giving these self-created demons the power to control you. Life is meant to be enjoyed. The experience should be one of creative expression that honors the one who created you. Let us take an example, please. Let us say you are involved in a relationship with another and you both are very much in love with each other, so you get married and start a family. At first, all seems just wonderful. Then the children come, planned or not, most of the time not. Now your life begins to change. You can no longer just go out with your friends and have parties. You must stay home and take care of your responsibilities. Now perhaps money becomes a concern, and you and the one you love begin to argue and fight over these building pressures and stresses. You look to each other for strength, yet both of you seem to have less and less to give. Pretty soon, that once fabulous and wonderful person seems less wonderful and less desirable. Now you both begin blaming each other for your unhappiness, and soon you are so miserable that you cannot take it any longer. So you both decide to divorce. This is a very general example and not too uncommon down there on your planet. Let us take this one step further. You now go out and remarry with another person with a broken family. You take two broken families and try to make one functional family. And you repeat the same cycle all over again. Let us take this one step further. You now go out and remarry with another person with a broken family. You take two broken families and try to make one functional family. And you repeat the same cycle all over again. When does this cycle stop? When you realize the true problem. You must stop looking for another to fulfill that emptiness within. If you feel empty inside, then you have allowed that feeling to grow, and only you can fill that emptiness. When ones enter into relationships with another, they both flow energy to one another in a completely giving manner, and thus expect this all of the time. This is fine. But if you cannot see that it is quite improbable that either will be able to maintain the energy output all of the time, forever, then you shall be in for a rough ride. Let us go back now and proceed forward with the original example. Once the children come, they need a great deal of energy that you ones were accustomed to giving to each other. Now the responsibilities associated with giving and creating an environment for the upbringing of the children hit. The worries and stresses associated with wanting to give the children everything that they may need becomes quite a drain on both parents. Neither has much left to give and become very mechanical, almost robotic in their interactions with each other. The excitement and spontaneity soon diminishes and each is left wanting more. Neither realizes that they have created this unbalanced situation and thus try blaming each other, not seeing that it is they themselves who are at fault. If one truly desires balance in one's life, one would look at those things which they blame another for, or those things which have a lot of pain associated with them. Then ask yourself, what part of this situation can I take responsibility for? You ones are responsible for the feelings that you feel. There are no victims. If you are with a person who beat you, then why did you choose such a person to be with? Is ignorance your excuse? Then why do you repeat these things over and over again? You will find the balance you seek when you realize that you have created the self-torture. That is to say, you allow or somehow think that you deserve your self-inflicted loneliness. Realize, please, that you must make your own choices and decisions and live with the responsibility of those conditions which you have helped to create. Inner balance is the key to the outer physical balance. If you are constantly plagued with poor health, then perhaps you are looking for sympathy, in parentheses, energy, from another. Please know that the God self within can supply you with all the energy that you could ever need. You ones must learn to love yourselves without the need for another to provide you with the energy that you desire. Else you become parasites feeding off of each other's emotional energies. When you are balanced and at peace with yourself, then you can begin to create a balanced external life. Wounded people attract other wounded people. When you find the inner peace and balance, you shall attract to yourself others of balanced nature. Also, most important, you will be able to spot those who would feed off of your energy and thus drain you into an unbalanced condition. This is but one example of inner unbalance. There are many others, but this is a big one that most of you have problems with. Now that you spot or recognize within the problem that causes the emotional frustrations and pain, you must take conscious action to overcome the problem. You must look at the situation and be willing to take personal responsibility for having helped to create it. If the problem concerns another, then you should, if at all possible, inform that person of what it is that you are considering and be completely honest about it. Do not blame another for your discomforts or frustrations, for they are yours. There is a reason for everything that you perceive has happened to you. If you look close enough, you shall find that there is a lesson in every seeming tragedy. Once you begin to balance yourself within, you shall soon find that the external health problems will begin to become less and less impacting. This is not to say that you will have a miraculous healing, though it is possible. Now, if you know of another who refuses to be responsible for their condition, call the fact to their attention and stop feeding the condition. Many out there must conjure up a problem, else from where would they get the sympathy, the energy, that they desire? Ones pull away from the infinite source, God's energy, only to go around trying to find that which fills the emptiness within. God's light, His energy, is what these ones seek. You need only to go within and ask with the heart for balance, and to be shown that which will help you to find balance. God shall present the opportunity to you to find balance, but you must seek it out with true diligence in order to rid yourself of that which you feel is lacking within. Now, there are other impacting stresses down there on that planet. You have pollution of your air, ground, and water. You have man-made biological diseases. Your entire planet is in a state of dis-ease. This is all due to the mental deterioration of those who choose to remain disconnected from the one life source. These ones cannot create the energy within and thus must take it from those who have it. These ones are so low in frequency that they thrive on the emotions, the emotional frequencies of anger and frustration. They cannot stand the energy, the frequency of love, for it burns them. Thus they maintain conditions of unrest by deteriorating the morals in society to such a level that ones become confused and programmed into a state of depleting each other to a point of frustration and anxiety. This is the emotional wavelength or frequency of energy upon which the darkness feeds. Thus, when other great teachers say, quote, love your enemy, they are saying to maintain the love frequency within when thinking of the enemy or when he attacks. The adversary cannot stay within the frequency of light associated with love and thus will leave from you as fast as he can. Now, the converse is also true. So if you are stressed out all of the time and in a state of anxiety, then the adversary will do everything he can to keep you in this depleted state. When you ones can learn to generate and maintain that feeling of being in love without the need for another to be present, only then will you find that the emptiness is no longer there. You will have attained the level of joy that you desire, and it will be in balance and without having drained another to do so. Creator God has infinite love and energy to give. Allow for this to manifest within, and the outer self will take care of self. Be cautious of those who keep you down, for they are the ones who cannot stand for others to get ahead of them. Be persistent and diligent, for it most often seems darkest before the dawn. As you get closer and closer to reaching your lighted goal, the dark side shall attack you with more and more force. Once you have broken through, the dark side has lost, and there will be nothing more that they can do. This is why ones are bombarded most heavily just prior to breaking through and obtaining their goal. Most often, this is when most give up and succumb to the pressure. Most often, at the point of being just one step short of winning the battle. I am Master Hilarion. I represent the healing emerald ray of Creator Spectrum. I come in the one light of Creator Creation so that you ones may have the spiritual insights you need in order to truly heal selves. May you maintain persistence and patience within the light. Salute.
I'm humbled by my own teachers, you see. These are not just teachers. These are your teachers. These hold the wisdom of the universal system, the teaching. We're blessed to have them share with us. And I'm humbled by it. Where are we to with these tapes? This has gone longer. Maybe we should leave it there. That is as incredible a place to leave you as any we shall find.
Yes, we're about complete. I had wanted a report from Gene, but he had to leave. He's going to try to come back. If he does, perhaps we can get a report a bit later. But we can break now.
Well, I'd like for you to enjoy sharing with Doretha. There are others so gifted in this room. Lana's a poet. Let's begin to become essentially familiar with the talents of the other. Because you're going to find that you have such beauty that goes beyond that everyday task in either art or song or words. You see, the blind man cannot see the painting so needs the words. But a beautiful piece of art needs no words. These are the gifts of God to we who do experience. And maybe we'll just leave it there today. And if there's more you seek, come back. This is home. Whatever it may seem, this is home. And you'll come to understand that. Because there is no judgment here. There is a job to be done, and therefore there are things that take place. But as to traveler, there's no judgment here. Thank you. And salute.